Hey everyone, Josh here. Quick question for you. Do you like coffee? Even more important question, do you like fresh coffee? Coffee that's roasted to order and doesn't taste like the bottom of your kitchen oven? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then you need to head over to MaquanoCoffee.com and get yourself some of the best coffee there is to get. Whether you like the light roast or the dark roast, or you're feeling a little whimsical and you want to get that sample pack, Maquano Coffee Roasters has everything you need. And just when you thought this couldn't get any sweeter, make sure to use the promo code REFORMATORY to get 20% off all bagged coffee. Do yourself a favor and stop drinking bad coffee, because you know what? Life's too short for that. Head on over to MaquanoCoffee.com and use the promo code REFORMATORY to get 20% off all bagged coffee. You will not regret it. Thanks, and now on to the show.
What do you got for me?
What's wrong with you people?
I got nothing for you.
What's wrong?
Benediction right there. That was so good.
What's going on, everyone, and welcome to The Reformatory, the podcast for the local church and by the local church. And we are your local churchmen. My name is Josh, and as always, I'm here with the man who's a little under the weather, Captain, Captain Jack Barry. Jack, my friend, you have been hit with the sniffs and the hacks. You're gonna have to keep that microphone away from your mouth when you're not talking, because people are gonna get grossed out, dude. But far be it from us, you know, whether rain or shine, health or sickness, we're here.
We're putting in the work.
So yeah.
My wife and my son passed on their cred over to me, so now I have to deal with it. For I've been popping Alka-Seltzer cold and flus. Those are my go-tos. If anybody wants a steady go-to for a cold remedy, absolutely recommend Alka-Seltzer cold and flu.
Love it.
Other than that, it's been like fatigue. It's been like waves of headaches and needing to lay down and a whole bunch of stuff. I think the most pertinent thing we did yesterday was cut down the Christmas tree that we got from a Christmas tree farm.
I saw that. Yeah. I went out and did it old fashioned way.
And, we were debating, okay, here's maybe a Podluck episode.
Okay.
That we can talk about this. We were debating between the tree breeds on which to get.
Oh, like
a Douglas
firs,
a Noble.
There's
new ones called Canaans, like the actual land of Canaans. They look kind of, I'm not a huge fan of those Canaan breeds.
Okay.
I don't know if I can say that on this podcast.
That sentence. Someone's going to clip that.
Yeah.
And it's just going to be Jack saying, I'm not a fan of those Canaan breeds.
Well, all right? We're canceled, folks.
Please no one clip that. That's okay. That's all right. I understand.
Tree breeds.
We're talking about trees here, people.
Yes, here. We're talking about trees, people.
Oh, my goodness. Starting out hot.
So, you know.
All the racism is supposed to be left at the Thanksgiving table, right? We're not supposed to bring that. We're not supposed to take that away, right? Right? I heard somebody refer to Middle Eastern individuals, of whom is somewhat of my heritage. Right?
Sure.
My grandmother is from.
I probably have some Middle Eastern
from Lebanon,
blood,
right?
Yeah,
Those wild donkey people. So,
okay,
heard that this weekend. So Thanksgiving, always an adventure.
Wow.
Anyway, I do have thoughts on this. I will save it for the Podluck.
Okay.
Because picking out a tree, like, that's important work, right? And you have to know what you're looking for when it comes to picking out a good tree, cuz it's got to last.
Yeah.
It's got to last. So, yeah.
And this sucker's been sucking down water ever since I chopped down and put it up in my living room. So,
oh yeah, 100%.
Anyway, it's been an interesting time, but yeah, I've been down in Alka-Seltzer cold and flu and putting Vicks VapoRub on my chest and drinking throat coat tea and stuff like that. So
yeah, anything you can do, just throw everything in the kitchen sink.
Basically,
yeah, that's all you can.
My wife bought me some orange juice. I'll probably down that by the end of next couple days. So Good.
Well, Jack, today's going to be probably a shorter ep for multiple reasons. One, you're sick. Two, I am in the middle of sermon prep and packing. I actually have vacation coming up next week. I'm preaching this Sunday. And then I finish preaching, I'm getting in the car, and I'm going on vacation, and I'm gone for a week. So, dude, it's gonna be amazing. So I am. So we're recording these in advance because these are going to come out while I'm on vacation, and I'm just, definitely looking forward to that. So it might be a little shorter, but what we're going to talk about today is Advent stuff. We're going to talk about kind of what our churches are doing for Advent as we kind of look to the Christmas season, now that Thanksgiving is over, and look to the new year as well. But Jack, before we do that, it is time for everyone's favorite segment. Don't forget to eat your Instant Grams.
And now's the time you've all been waiting for. The Reformatory Podcast presents Don't Forget to Eat Your Instant Grams with your hosts, Josh Loftus and Jack Barry. And remember, kids, it's not heresy if you believe it hard enough.
This is Don't Forget to Eat Your Instant Grams. And remember, kids, it's not heresy if you believe it hard enough. That's how it works. Jack, I have three... like in the queue. I've got a triple barrel shotgun right now.
Oh boy.
All right. Two I'm going to use here. One I'm going to save for the potluck.
Okay.
And it's going to be a game time decision. One of them I know for sure I'm going to share with you right now, and that is a well-known pastor.
Oh gosh.
Put out a birthday like announcement for himself.
Oh no.
And I could not help but bring this to y'all's attention. But y'all, I want you to say a very happy birthday to Pastor Mike Todd. He's turning 40, and he wants to tell you all about it.
Even if you are not ready for the day, it cannot always be night.
Or I guess 39. He's turning 39.
Sir, I do work. Work six of like Mike.
Okay, so
is this legit? Like, it doesn't even look like this guy's a pastor anymore.
Yeah, you know that old saying that pastors need to smell like the sheep, right? We all know what that means,
dude. This guy looks like he's trying to be another like amateur rapper or something like that.
What about this? I don't, dude. There's so
he
much.
He did have Martinelli's on there. I did see that. So it wasn't champagne. It was Martinelli's. So yeah, okay.
I mean, so that's good. Wouldn't want to be seen drinking, because that's the most of his problems with this video. But I just I look at something like this, and again, don't want to be legalist because I understand. There's lines, right? So there'd be many that would. Look at me and say that, I don't look like a pastor should look.
But it's just so weird. Like, why would you make a hype video for your birthday?
He's dressed like a Chippendale here. He's dressed like he's going to a bachelorette party to make a bunch of money. That's what he looks like right here, dude. I'm sorry. I'm just going to call it out. Anyone who makes their own hype video for their birthday, this is wild stuff to me. Absolutely wild.
It's self-absorbed.
Like you see your pastor doing, like, okay, you're a member at the church, right? You see, dude, I'm putting myself, like, if I did this.
If this would I be did wild. This would be wild.
I would have so many phone calls
you would,
from members at Redeemer saying, Josh, what are you doing?
The next Lord's Day, Josh would be under vote for, like, we vote this guy out or not.
dude. Yeah, it'd be an instant members meeting. Like, we have one item on the agenda today.
Yeah,
Josh
is going buck wild over here on Instagram.
Dude, I don't get it, man. Like, I don't understand.
Yeah,
what about this? Like, what? Yeah, they're just so like, out of touch. Yeah. It's. I mean, look, it's celebrity pastor, right? You're a celebrity. You're not a pastor. You're a celebrity. Right. And look, if he was a rapper or something, I'd be like, okay, yeah. I mean, whatever, dude, it's your thing. Like, that's how, but he's a pastor, quote unquote. Insane. Okay, Jack, if that wasn't insane enough, I was sent a video.
Oh, no.
I got to shout out someone in my young adults group. Her name is Kaylee.
Okay.
I got to shout out Kaylee.
Shout out to Kaylee.
Because she sent me this video.
Jeez.
And 2 seconds in, I was watching it and I told her, well, you just made the next podcast because this is insane. Jack, there's lots of, you know, ministries that churches can engage in, right? You've got children's ministry and music ministry and hospitality, you know, elderly ministry, family, men's, women's ministries, right? But Jack, have you ever heard of the ministry of mime?
Hey, besties, come along with me as a mom in ministry. So as some of you guys may know and some of you who may not know, I am also a minister in mime. And if you don't know what mime is in the church, this is called gospel mime. You guys can look it up on YouTube. There is a few different kind of groups out there that do what we do. But I am lucky enough to be on a team with my husband, who is our leader. And our group is called Revived Mime Ministry. You guys can look us up on Instagram, Revived Mime. And just a short explanation of what it is. I feel like it is an expression. The white paint helps express that. And we are kind of a mix of dance and traditional mime. And here is just a few clips of what we actually do.
Sorry. I can't.
It's very expressive miming. Dude, that is buck wild. I mean, I thought it was gonna be worse than that. Like, but that's like a mime episode of The Office, dude.
Dude, I didn't know the church. Like, they are tapping in. It's an untapped market for mime ministry, I gotta say.
I'm just wondering, is it like, are they trying to reach French people who have come over to the United States?
Yeah, who's the
who's their demographic?
Like, this is what I want to know. Who here is leaving church where they're like, you know, I understand the gospel now. I get it. I understand. I had not up to this point, but you know what? Doggone it. Those mimes got to me, man.
Wow.
The mimes did their work. And I got to say, I believe. Yeah, you know, there's some things that I think are worth ragging on.
Yeah.
And I'm 100% on ragging on the gospel miming. Yeah, that's stupid. That is dumb and stupid. And it's like you took the interpretive dance routines of the early 2000s and somehow made them worse. I didn't know you could make those worse.
Yeah.
I didn't know I could, you know, be watching like Shine from Newsboys butchered anymore. But you just figured out a way to do it. You added mimes to it.
Oh my gosh.
Insanity.
That's
insanity. Yeah.
That's what.
Okay. Well, Jack, that is, that's Don't Forget to Eat Your Instagrams. Lot to be thankful for. I'm thankful that I'm in a church that doesn't put up with such nonsense. So, not a fan of that. But hey, getting off of Thanksgiving, it is Christmas season now. If those of you who follow the right way of celebrating the holidays,
true,
you don't celebrate Christmas before Thanksgiving.
No.
Right?
Don't
Thanksgiving marks the beginning of Advent season. Right? I don't want to see no trees or Christmas music
The Sunday after, yes.
Yes, of course.
Or any day after Thanksgiving, let's be honest.
Yeah. Once Thanksgiving has ended, there are rules. We're a civilized society, right? That's what separates us from, what was it? What did you say? The the Canaan people.
Oh, the Canaan breeds.
Yeah. That's what separates us from them.
From the trees. Yeah.
From the trees. Yeah. We're talking about the trees here. Yeah. We follow rules. Right. And something that I love about the Advent season, the Christmas time, is that our church will take a break from our regular exposition. Currently, we're going through 1 Peter right now. I'm actually preaching 1 Peter, the end of chapter 1 tomorrow. And then the next Sunday, we're starting our Advent season. I love Advent season because it gives us the excuse, not that we need one, but it gives us the convenient excuse of being able to take a break from the regular exposition and focus, it's usually 4 weeks, on Advent and the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and his and the wondrous truths that surround that. So what we're going to do just for the remainder of our time, however long it takes, is we're going to kind of talk about what our churches are going to do for Advent. And we'd love to hear in the comments and on YouTube or you know, reach out via social media. Tell us what your churches are doing, because I always love hearing kind of the different spins the different churches will do, right? I mean, I know we've done a couple different stuff at Redeemer since I've been there that I've really, really enjoyed. And I always love hearing kind of what creative series other churches kind of come up with for their Advent season. So, Jack, I'll throw it over to you first. What are you guys doing down there in T-Town?
Yeah, so we decided, or last members meeting that we had, which I'm trying to remember. I think it was in October, maybe somewhere around there. Anyway, we basically the pastors lined out what next books of the Bible we're going to do in the coming years. Nice. The major book that we're going to do is John, starting at the beginning of 2026.
Dope.
So, dude, the lead up to John, though, we're actually going to get into it this Advent series and go over basically that first few verses in John, where it's kind of like describing who Jesus is. Like John basically gives
the light coming into the world.
Yeah, yep. He basically talks about the Logos becoming. Mm-hmm. Becoming flesh, stuff like that. And so this sermon series primarily is going to focus on those few verses. I have to pull it up because sometimes I'm a newbie at this. But yeah, we're going to go through that. So basically, John, I would say, honestly, it could be probably it's going to be the first five verses. Hmm. And then we'll probably go to verse 6 in the beginning of 2026. So
that's awesome. That's awesome.
It's kind of funny. Like 5 like is in 2025. 6 is 2026. That's kind of ironic to me.
Whoever planned that, but kudos to them, man. Well done. Yeah.
It's not 6-7.
Don't know, it's not 6-7. Don't no. No, no. No, 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 no. Not here. I can't, anyway. I don't know what it is about that gets on my nerves so much, and my young adult group knows it. And I've got this one kid who's in my young adult group. I always ask him, what do these things mean? And I think sometimes he tells me incorrectly on purpose. I'm talking about you, Noah. Yeah, I know you're listening. I'm talking about you, right? And then he's always like, I regret telling you these things because I'll throw it back at him really awkwardly.
That's why I started to
be suspicious that he's telling me incorrect things.
That's why I got the inside with my wife when she teaches and stuff like that.
Oh, dude, having that inside is really helpful. That's nice. That's nice. Yeah. Yeah. You need to at least be friends, close friend, with someone that's like either in or akin to the younger generation, just so you're not totally lost. Right. Yeah. Yeah. But anyway. Much. Yeah.
Sorry for the rant there.
The
first five verses in John we'll go through, and then we'll begin the rest of John in verse 6, the beginning of 26. But in previous years, what we've done is series in which we've done the offices of Jesus. So we've done prophet, priest, king, but we've also added like savior onto that.
Yeah.
To kind of round out the fourth week, just to make it a little bit rounder and fuller. So we've done series along those lines.
gosh, I'm trying to remember some other series we've done as well too that were more kind of thematic. Those, that one really sticks out to me. I know that we've done stuff as well too, focusing on the incarnation of Jesus as well in the past. Yeah. But we do it to where we have the full, dude, we got the full regalia. We got the candle up there.
Nice.
We got the candles up there, and we have the Christ candle has the Kairau on it. The first time that we were at our local church right now, back in 2021, and we did this. I saw the Kairau candle, and I'm like, oh yeah, now you're speaking my language.
So we do the
candle lighting with a family, goes up there, reads some scripture and does a prayer. And then we go into reading the text. Then we go into the sermon time and stuff like that. This week, I think it's either this week or the next couple weeks, it's going to be more family style.
Nice.
So we're going to have basically any of the kids who's not in pre-K, or I think it's like K through something, is going to be in the service with us. So
awesome.
There's stuff like that happens where we try and incorporate certain things as well too. So that's what we've kind of done in the past, which has been super helpful.
But I love that. I love that, man. That's awesome. Yeah. Yeah. I love Advent series. I really do. We this year, and like in the past, we've done all the same one. I know we've done an offices of Christ before. We've done some like out of the Psalms. Actually, like the majority of our series has actually been Old Testament. We really like taking the opportunity to show the covenantalness of Advent, right? And show how the dots connect, the prophecies foretold come to fruition, right, in the New Testament, and bridging that gap. Anytime you can take the time to, you know, do some covenantal theology with your people, always worth it. And we're kind of doing that this year, just a little different. So we're doing a 4-week study. The different weeks we've labeled different things. So the first week is our need. And that one is in Genesis 3:15. So talking about, you know, the need that we have for a savior, right? And then the next one is provision. That's going to be out of Psalm 8. And then my week is the one right before Christmas, and that is dominion. And that is coming out of Isaiah chapter 9, verses 2-7, which is, I really wanted this one because this is one of my wife's favorite verses. And I'll just read that for us real quick. 2-7, Isaiah, this is the passage that I'm going to be preaching on for Advent. And I'm super excited for it. It says, the people who walked in darkness have a great light. Those who dwelt in the land of deep darkness, on them the light has shone. You have multiplied the nations. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at harvest, and they are glad when they divide the spoil. For the yoke of his burden and the staff of his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For every boot of the trampling war in battle tumult, and every garment rolled in blood will be burned as fuel for the fire. For unto us a son is given, and the government shall be on his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace, there will be no end on the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it, to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forward forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. So I'm super excited to cover that for Advent. And then week 4, we'll end it with Zechariah chapter 9, talking about the arrival of Christ, as well as the return of Christ. We will be looking at his first advent, as well as the hope that his first advent brings for his second advent, knowing when he is going to come again, not as a child, but as the king, right? So I'm super excited. I really love the Advent season. I love the special time given to focus on the gift of Christ. obviously, you know, we do that throughout the year, but any excuse I think you can to have special focuses on that, I really enjoy. I really dig. And there's usually, you know, good potluck somewhere thrown in there too. Some good Christmas food. So
true.
Yeah, dude. It's gonna be awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, there's stuff like that. And then I think this is going to be interesting too, because usually what we talk about, I feel like every Christmas or every Advent season, is whether you be with your people on the Lord's Day. But I feel like there's no excuse for that this year, because Christmas is on like a Thursday or something like that.
Right.
So it's like,
right.
Okay. Right. People who have midweek services, it's like choice time for them, because it's 100%. Christmas Eve. But
yeah. Well, and I'm already seeing the posts of the pastors that are very sanctimoniously being like, we're canceling the service, the last service of the year for our volunteers to give our volunteers a break, and we're canceling services this year. Dude, that is like, we've said it before and I'll say it again. That's the most idiotic, stupid thing.
It's just showing you how much business practices are flooding into the church. And to have that kind of like, that's completely like a mind shift. Like, people who have pastors who say that all the time run their churches like businesses.
Yeah.
Versus, you know, when we do, when we've done like the Sunday, the Lord's Day service before Christmas, or even like Christmas Eve, like sometimes I've had to pull a shift to serving just to make sure, like stuff like that. So it's like, okay, it's like, do we do it with like, are you running your people into the ground with like five services a day? Cause I feel like that's what your church is. If you're saying that, or have you consolidated and have wisely done it to where, you know, like some churches, honestly, just need to sell their buildings. And I do. Like, they need to sell their buildings and like move into like schools and make their church a mobile church to where they can just have one service together instead of this like five services a day kind of stuff.
Yeah. Well, but, and I agree. And I think what it does, it's like one, if your church is to the point, or if you want to give your volunteers a break, I totally get that. That's fine. But pull from other members to lovingly care and fill the spots, right?
Yeah.
Don't train people to view church as a business that they need,
or a job.
Yeah. Or a job that they need / look forward to get a break from.
Yeah.
Like, it just like, no part of it makes sense to me, because like that issue that you're trying to solve, one, isn't an issue, and two, if it's that big and you and people want that break, like, that's fine, but don't remove the Lord's Day from your entire church to give a small demographic of your church a break. Find a way to give that small demographic a break so that they can be in the Lord's Day service, right? So they can be with their people. You don't just cancel church. Anyway, it gets the grumpy Baptist out of me when I see these, and it's always the, I don't want to go all superficial. It's always like, you know, the kind of guy that's announcing it too. It's always the same guy. It's a Judah Smith looking dude. Who's like, you know, he's like, we just wanted to love on our volunteers. Dude. And for that reason, we're canceling the Lord's Day on the last Sunday. And I'm just like, dude, stop trying to make it sound better. Get out of here.
I don't want to go on a rabbit trail, but I've seen Judah Smith now hawk like infrared saunas now.
So we covered that on we're going to cover that on a Patreon.
Okay.
That's insanity.
That's wild.
Yeah.
That's wild.
He's now in the sauna business.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Freaking ridiculous.
It's nuts. It's pretty crazy. But Jack, my friend, I'm looking forward to this Advent season. I'm looking forward to podcasting through it, serving through it, being in church and preaching through it. It's going to be awesome. I'm really looking forward to it. And we hope, ladies and gentlemen, that you are as well. Let us know, as I said, in the comments, what's your church doing for Advent? You guys, you know, taking a break and doing an Advent series, or are you doing the staunch reformed thing that we all know and love and We're not breaking.
We're just going straight through the book.
Right? Hey, I respect it. I do. I respect both for different reasons. So let us know in the comments. We'd love to hear what your church is doing. Jack, my friend, why don't you get us out of here?
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, if you appreciate our focus here on the Reformatory and making the church central to the believer's life, you can follow us on the sociables, if you will. Yes, those dastardly things. You can follow us on the Metaverse, a.k.a. the Facebook. The Instagram goes well with chocolate and marshmallow and heresy. Or you could follow us on the sociable, formerly known as Twitter X, if you will. You can find us all at those sociable sites at the tag at Reformatory Pod. You can drop us a like, a comment, a direct message to us. If you have episode ideas, if you have comments, questions, concerns, you can direct them there. Josh, you can tell the lovely people how they might support us in our endeavors here.
That's right. There are multiple ways you can do that. You can head on over to YouTube. We are on there, and you can watch these episodes as well as listen to them. They do make the Instagrams a little bit more enjoyable when you can see what we're seeing. So you can head on over there and do that. Like, comment, subscribe. Hit the little bell for notifications, as the kids say. We appreciate that. You can rate this podcast and review this podcast. Give it 5 stars. We really appreciate that. Helps kind of get us into the feeds of other people that might be encouraged to make the local church central in their life. Last but not least, we got a Patreon for $5 a month. You get this episode early. You get bonus eps. You get exclusive access to the Patreon live that Jack and I have been doing. And we're planning a patron only Zoom smoke sesh. We're getting together with our patrons. Yeah. Jack and I are aligning our calendars as we speak to make that happen. And if you want to hang out with the Reformatory and a lot of other cool people, well, you got to become a member of the Patreon community to do that. $5 is all it takes, a $5 holla. And if you choose to do so, our pledge to you is that your name shall be hallowed.
Hallowed, sir. Hallowed.
Hallowed through the halls of the podcast. That is our pledge to you. We thank you all for listening. Merry Christmas season. So it begins.
Merry Advent.
Merry Advent. Happy Advent. Happy Advent. And we'll catch you on the next step of the Reformatory.